Well, good morning. It's Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. And it's time for another Day Page. I'm Rex Latchford, and it is Saturday, when hopefully all of us, or many of us, get a chance to kick back and chill out. And Gus Mason is doing that next door in Studio 2A, where he has really got the sound cranked up. But he's putting out some good tunes for you, and I'm going to enjoy listening to his show right after I'm done making this Day Page. It's an unusual Saturday edition. Normally Day Page is just Monday through Friday. But I felt vindicated, as I sometimes do, for being way out front in terms of stories, being ahead of the times, so to speak, or ahead of the times, the New York Times. But in this case, it was the Washington Post that I was reading this morning, and there was an article about how the Republican partisans have been flip-flopping back and forth on Obama, calling him a socialist or capitalist, and in favor of the poor, in favor of the rich, and they just can't seem to make up their minds about their criticism about him. There's no consistency to it. All they do is just relentlessly criticize him. Now, it's not to say that there aren't a lot of things that he's done that could use some criticism, but the point is that the partisan Republicans don't really have anything to say except criticism, and it doesn't seem to be well focused at all. So the question then is where is it coming from? And the answer is racism. Having a black man in the White House is something that a lot of rural Republicans who grew up and represent racist corners of the United States of America just can't stand the idea of having a black man as president. I firmly believe this, and I firmly believe that it was also what turned the election, the last presidential election. It was what was behind Mitt Romney and a lot of the crazy things that he said and did. There's just a simmering racism beneath the surface in American politics, more so, I believe, than in American life. I really don't think that Americans, percentage-wise, are as racist as the politicians that we have in Washington. And that's something that we really need to bring to an end. But the way our voting system works, sometimes minorities have the power of the vote because they're organized. Hate is a powerful motivator. And the hatefulness of racism is still around. And it's a really sad thing to see at this day and age, at this point in history, to think that racism could be having such an impact on how our government works. But you know what? The NSA is an equal opportunity spyer. And folks of all races, religions, and creeds are spied on equally by the NSA. So at least we have one organization within the government that is clearly not racist, and that's the NSA. They're spying on everybody. So that's my two bits for today, Saturday. Hope you'll join me as I spin some tunes here on Radio InfoWeb, and Gus Mason, and Riff Raff, and Tyrone, and the occasional others that appear from time to time right here on Radio InfoWeb, and have a good day. And I'll see you the next time there's a Day Page.